Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I was so excited to see the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull talk about his commitment and his loyalty, Australia's loyalty. He's the Prime Minister of Australia. Right. Australia's loyalty to America and America's loyalty to Australia.
Yes.
That's just so beautiful, isn't
it? It is so important. In the same interview, he talked about their relationship with China, but yet he made it clear on no uncertain terms that their loyalty lies with the United States.
Oh, without a doubt. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear this. This is the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull of Australia, speaking specifically about why we're connected, how we got connected, talking about the USS Coral Sea, which we just had a celebration on.
74th year, something like that?
Yeah, the USS Nimitz. What's
Intrepid.
Intrepid. Yeah,
Intrepid.
I was on the Intrepid.
You were on the ship.
I was on the Intrepid.
You modeled.
I don't want to bring up my modeling career. Oh, my goodness.
I have energy. I'd like to talk about this.
Yes. You see me in my cracker jacks from the Navy right there. But this is Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull talking about the loyalty of Australia to America. Check it out.
The strength of our alliance is enduring. It's been built on millions of relationships and connections between Australians and Americans over so many years. 100 years of mateship ever since the Battle of Hamel 99 years ago. In every major conflict, Australians and Americans have fought side by side. And last night, of course, we were commemorating the Battle of the Coral Sea, that moment in 1942 where brave Australian and American sailors and aviators turned the tide of war in the Pacific and saved Australia and saved the Pacific for freedom. That was the turning point, the hinge of fate, as Churchill described it.
The hinge of fate. You know, sometimes, you know, later on in history, we don't realize how we got to this point.
Yeah.
And what the Prime Minister was saying, if it wasn't for America and the USS Coral Sea and what took place 74 years ago, that when we stood up to battle for Australia, battle for the Pacific.
Yeah.
The entire Pacific. And that just, ever since that day, and you notice Australia's soldiers are always with us when we're going to do things.
Yeah, and it's so important that we commemorate like they're doing, because so often people tend to forget. We forget in our country all the victories, all the things that people have sacrificed over the years. And so I love to see that happen.
Yes, I remember we went into Iraq. They were there. We went to each of these battles.
Australia's always with us.
Always right there. And we find out why. The Prime Minister said we're loyal friends. We've been loyal. And he says, what did Churchill say? What was the statement?
The hinge of faith.
It was the hinge of faith. That man had some powerful statements that he had made. You know, also I think about, you know, when you think, how does Australia survive? They're multicultural, but yet they have definite border laws. They have laws that says specifically who and how long you can come into your nation. I mean, exactly, actually, what President Trump's wanting to do.
Most nations do, you know.
Yeah, and we actually have them on the books. And people are not wanting to enforce those laws. Our president is President Trump. But, the Prime Minister here, Malcolm Turnbull's, asked specifically, you know, how does Australia do it in maintaining your borders and your immigration policy? Because it's a lot like President Trump's. Let's go there now.
We are a very, very multicultural society. And we have achieved that with a remarkable degree of harmony. Now, a foundation of that is the public having absolute confidence that their government and their government alone determines who comes to Australia, how long they stay, the terms and conditions on which they stay. That is our sovereign right and our sovereign responsibility. So we have a generous humanitarian program, but we say, if you seek to come to Australia unlawfully with a people smuggler, you will not succeed. Full stop. That is absolutely, absolutely fundamental.
You sympathize with the president on this issue. I mean, he's kind of selling it that way as you talk about it.
The proposition that the government, elected by the people, should decide who comes into a country and the terms on which they come is fundamental. It's a fundamental sovereign right of any nation.
It's a fundamental sovereign right of any nation. And protecting our borders, that's one of the main things the president of our nation is supposed to do.
It's responsibility.
We've gotten into so many other things, but one of the main things is to protect the sovereignty, which means the standaloneness of our nation, that we're not one global world and we're not, you know, these borders that George Soros talks about taking down, and that, you know, you don't have think about a fish aquarium. If you don't have the aquarium, but you have the water and the fish, you don't have the water and the fish because they pour out over the face of the surface there. And when you look at the Constitution and you look at our constitutional law that puts a president in place to guard our borders, like they're doing in
Australia,
you actually have a nation.
Yeah.
And it's just so important.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.